The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he know it's all worthwhile. Oi! I like this guy. I think he's dead now, but I like this guy.
I'm also a fan of Jesus Christ, the big man.
David Bowie, but...
Alright. I would say Jesus Christ was a more influential artist in his time.
calling Jesus Christ an influential artist is something. That's something, all right.
Well, wasn't he sort of like the OG influencer, if you think about it?
Well, he's kind of not real. But he could be like Beyonce. I don't think Beyonce was born with the name Beyonce, unless somebody's baby popped out and was like, you know, like, yeah, I think that's going to not be like, you know, like, I don't know, an Estelle or an Isabel. That's Beyonce right there.
Right. Well, I don't know. I feel like Beyonce is not that out there name-wise. Not saying she was born Beyonce. But as far as a name goes, doesn't Beyonce sound like sort of like a plausible first name?
Not really, I don't think so, no. If I'm completely honest.
Well then, I guess we're at a...
Anyways, what are some pretty good, like... You know, it made me think. Well, first of all, everybody, welcome to episode 73 of Globally Local FM. Today we are in Nuuk, Greenland. And Henry asked me how my prep went, and I said I'd leave it up for the episode. I know we whined about it. I know. And karma has struck. And this is one of those episodes where I basically emailed Henry and was like, why the fuck did we put a place like this on the wheel? Because a place like this has two news websites countrywide, just because it's Greenland. And to right. talk about a single city, and by the way, the phonetic language that Greenlandic people have is crazy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
There's no translator for it. So the only thing you can get is Danish news. And Danish news are, well, there's iffy political issues for it. So of course they're not going to be super objective.
Right.
Anyways.
My prep went quite well, actually.
I love that you learn how to speak Icelandic. Poblet Greenlandic. What I found funny these days is parody names. Why I came up with this is because we were playing a video game with a good friend of ours, and there was a Mariah Carey on the team, but as in like a Mariah who carries the team.
That's pretty good.
I've also seen somewhere before, I believe in Overwatch, was Orlando Goon.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Were they a Tracer player?
Huh?
Were they a Tracer player?
Or a Widowmaker? I think they wanted to be Winston. If you get the reference. Oh, that was a time in lives, huh? I believe half of our audience, more than anyone in our audience, if you get the reference of I want to be Winston, I want to be Tracer, honestly, go outside, touch some grass.
Yes, I agree. Probably one of the worst things to come out of, like, I don't know, gaming internet, I think.
Oi. But you know at least what was good?
Well.
Nya, ichi, ni, san, nya, arigato.
I do still love that one.
You unironically love that one.
I think the only reason I know it is because you said it, and then I just ran with it after that, because it's, I don't know. It's the same thing as hey. It's just
hey.
You know, it's just pretty good.
My favorite Overwatch meme though till this day will be the fucking stupid thing where it's just like Winton.
Winton.
It's just a plushy monkey saying, Winton.
There's a place in Victoria called Winton. And every time I see it, I just think it's stupid. Anyway, not to harp on Overwatch too long, people. I'll just hit you straight out the gate with some Greenland facts. How's that?
I love that for us.
So, it's an autonomous territory under Denmark. So that means it's self-governed, but part of, like, the Danish realm. Did you know, Rudy, it contains the closest land known in proximity to the North Pole? So basically the northernmost island?
Yeah, it kind of stretches all the way up there, doesn't it?
It really does. It's a very large island of mostly ice and rocks. And I'll just check with you, Rudy. Do you know how many people live there? I'm not sure if you would have looked this up.
It's for a country like Greenland, it's hard not to. I'm not going to remember the exact number, but it's something along the lines of a couple hundred thousand, not more.
It's 56,000 people, to be exact.
Wait, what? Really?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's correct. That's my bad, because, well, there's a new story that I... Well, you'll see.
But I'm sure in the future, when global warming hits, ice melts, and everybody dies, I'm sure they'll get a couple more people on their island. Because by that point,
for sure. But the thing is, it's not going to become any greener, because under that, all of that ice is just rock.
Well, Rudy, you just plant some grass. It's that simple.
On a rock.
Okay, then you put soil over it first.
Yeah, because that's easy.
Yes. Just get.
I don't see you burying mountains. Get out there.
Well, I've got a backpack full of dirt, Rudy, and I'm on the plane to Greenland.
One backpack a day.
Can you imagine going through airport security and they just like see just like a solid block of dirt is the only thing you're bringing with you?
I think that's
illegal.
That would be just as weird as going to work with a brick of omelet.
I think it's illegal as well down here, at least. Or you're like not allowed to take any sand. No, if you like take sand, you will get stopped, for example. And I'm pretty sure it's the same with soil. Because you're stealing sand. This is genuine.
Who owns sand?
Well, apparently a lot of people.
How poor are you if you have to own sand?
People are taking sand from the beaches. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure like places like Saudi Arabia buy like a fuck ton of sand from here. Because they don't have enough at home.
Okay, but anyway, I assume, okay, beaches, people were taking tourists.
Sand from beaches.
What are they like, right? Digging canals in Australian beaches because of this?
Well, apparently it threatens the integrity of the beaches, so they banned it. And I'm sorry to give it away, but my mom smuggled some sand out of the country, so I think we should arrest her. Sorry to, you know.
It's okay. It's not like I'm going to dox her. Anyways, guys, she lives at...
Whoa, Rudy, you can't say that.
It's okay. Your mom's a quick one. She'll run away.
And then, all right, last fact is Nuuk is the capital of the island on the west coast and also the most developed town and with a population of about 20,000. So about, I guess, one third of the people in Greenland live there.
That is crazy to me because I, by standards of like the, you know, Dutch people or like the international folks I talk to, I come from a very small town, which the last time I checked is, I think, just over what you just said, like just over 20,000, I think, something like that, maybe a bit less now. But So basically my small town is the capital of a country, like, you know, size-wise. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting, I guess, but it also seems like a pretty horrible place to live. Not your small town, but Greenland, I meant. Genuinely pretty interesting is that they do have cars. Like, you can't leave the city. And it's not that big, as you can imagine, for 20,000 people, but they do have cars running around there. So, which I guess makes sense if you like have to drive through the cold every day. But
All right, I just realized, yeah, there's no like actual roads really going around the island. It's mostly it's just boats and aircraft, how you get from place to place.
There's roads and cars in the individual towns, but outside of that, you can't drive between anything. You have to take a boat or a plane.
Because it costs way too much to make infrastructure like that.
Yeah, definitely.
To even upkeep it probably would be like, even if you make a road, to upkeep it would be crazy expensive.
Yeah, I mean, there's roads in, like, the U.S., like, in Alaska, where it's, like, a gravel road that every year when the winter ends, they kind of, like, clear the snow so that you can drive there, but even that's very remote.
Yeah. Well,
so, yeah, it's just not viable.
It is strife and pleasure to make episodes for these kind of places, because you get to learn about, you know, how diverse our world can be, and at the same time, shoot yourself in the leg, because you have to do news articles about, you know, places where there are no news. Anyways, right. I think this is a good segue of us going into the said, well, you know, say it with me, the news! Please, go ahead.
Well, Rudy, great news. We're talking about football, as referenced a couple episodes ago.
Okay,
has anyone heard of Manchester
better,
United? I mean, they're so shit right now. Anyway. Greenland's football season kicks off, and I will say this was from like a month ago. Two months ago.
The international team came back, right?
Sorry?
I read this article, I believe. Can I guess? Is this about, yes, like they had some sort of like funding issues, so they didn't know if they're coming back this year, but they did come back in the end?
This, I didn't read about that actually. But that sounds like a pretty interesting piece of news.
Yeah, I guess somebody did not do their research probably. Wow.
Somebody found a different article that might be a lot more interesting than you think, Rudy.
Okay, well, maybe you'll prove me wrong, maybe not. Let's see.
Yeah, so Greenland's yearly football season kicked off at the beginning. Okay. At the beginning of August. But unlike most international competition, this one only lasts 1 week because of the frost. So this is the one time in the year where, the like cold basically clears enough to be able to play football out in the fields. So they have one nationwide tournament across 1 week where everybody plays. A victor is determined and they pack it up for the next year.
That is good for them, to not say sad as hell, but
I think I read that like, I want to say 20% of the people that live in Greenland are like registered under a football club. It was a pretty large amount. So yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just kind of one of those recreational summer sports for the 1 week that they have summer there.
Yeah.
And what's even better,
pretty cool. Like jokes aside, it is pretty cool.
Yeah. What's even better is that during this time of year, the sun never sets, so they can theoretically play all day because it's daylight.
Right. Yeah. Because it's past the polar circle and they, yeah. I mean, Greenland, wait. If you live somewhere up there, what are you doing? You keep making noise. Could you just stop being?
I'm not doing anything. It's probably my table just having a bit of a crack.
Well, that table should crack up some other time. You're not that funny. Anyways.
Look, I can't influence it.
Anyways. That's the part of the world where a sun can set for like 3 or 4 months straight, right?
Yes. So that's the flip side of it, is winter when it's always dark, which is probably pretty depressing to say the least.
It is a weird, like, imagine those people, and then they go, I don't know, like, live somewhere in Europe, let's say, right? If you grew up in the day-night cycle of literally the day being, like, months and night being for months, and now suddenly you have the 24-hour circle, that must be weird for them, you know?
Yeah, I imagine it would be hard to adapt back, I guess. I was going to say it would be hard to adapt to, like, a normal day-night, but it probably wouldn't be. Yeah, just then when
for
you
them
go back
it probably like actually they probably sleep better than we would on normals, because for them, let's be honest, for us it's so engraved into our society that, like, you know, it's getting darker, I'm getting sleepy, and then you go to bed, right? It's just an instinct at this point. But they have learned probably to like that. That instinct is way less for them. They're like, I don't care actually, like if I see light or dark outside, it's more like time of the day, you know, like, okay, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
So for them falling asleep because it's too light or too dark outside, there's no problem.
It is genuinely a very good question because like it is built into like our body's circadian rhythm to wake up when it's day, like when the light comes fall asleep naturally when the light leaves. So I wonder how much like genetics have adjusted that for people up there. It's a genuinely very interesting question, which I wouldn't mind knowing the answer to.
Well,
anyway,
I know our editor likes to go down these rabbit holes, so maybe you'll stitch something in. We'll see.
Hello, everyone. This is your editor speaking again. Now, I did, in fact, do a deep dive on this. I am mainly referring to a research paper written by Josephine Arendt. And what she describes in this paper is that the lack of natural bright light during the polar winter does in fact mean the main time cue for the organization of circadian rhythm is greatly diminished. In summer, with daylight for 24 hours, light exposure can adversely affect the circadian rhythm by undesired forced phase shift, but people tend to counteract this effect by the use of blinds, eye masks, and suitably scheduled sleep. Circadian rhythms are frequently and significantly delayed during the lack of natural daylight in winter, but also in some conditions in the summer, such as clock time for scheduled sleep being too early and sleep attempted at suboptimal phase or internal desynchronization. The main objective outcome are late sleep timings and lower sleep efficiency. Subjectively, it tends to be harder to get to sleep and the quality of sleep tends to be a bit lower. There is also an uptick in the number of people experiencing seasonal affective depression. What I should also mention is that for some reason that I could not figure out with my research, the insomnia affects men more than women. All right. Thank you. That was your editor. Have a nice day.
Anyways.
So- Just a continuation, Rudy, before you rudely, I should ask.
I literally said
you,
continue.
Like, has anyone ever called you Rudy? Like, Rudy?
It's pretty poor.
Okay. Greenland has also been trying to be a bigger part of international football by trying to get FIFA membership so that it can participate in World Cup qualification. But it's fallen short at a few hurdles. So FIFA requires the country to be part of a regional organization. Now, European body UEFA rejected membership because they only grant it to fully independent nations, while North American organization CONCACAF rejected membership for unclear reasons, though it's suspected to either be because of international politics, wink, wink, or because it would be too expensive for people to go to Greenland. That's what the captain said.
Uh-huh. What the fuck does he want in Greenland? Like, genuinely.
Territory?
But what territory? Yeah, I know, but like, you can't build infrastructure there.
Yeah, but you have the rocks.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank God we have rocks up there.
Yeah. And Rudy,
this have you ever heard orange of is getting on my nerves day by day.
Have you ever heard of the extended economic zone?
Don't care about economy. Who cares about economy? Economy doesn't care about me.
Probably not.
I slay my life away. I paid my parents' money to economy, and that economy wants more from me.
Well, I guess that's how the world goes around. Anyway, I think they also need to have a stadium, a minimum stadium of 40,000 people to enter FIFA.
Dig.
And they have a population of 56,000, so they need to have a stadium enough to fit most of the country in there, so it's not going to happen.
Dig. Anyhow, my news, a cable broke.
Uh-oh.
I.e., literally a cable broke in the capital city, and hence the power was rerouted through other routes and caused an overload, leading to a power outage. For places like Greenland, a power outage in even just half of the capital city means approximately 1/5 of the country without power. That was cool, right? That's an article.
That's pretty brutal.
Anyways, my next article is ice.
Are you just going to ramble these off?
Yep. Well, there's like 80 words for just ice, because what the fuck else do you do in Greenland? I guess just go out and be like, let's name ice. Okay. Henry, let's play a game. Yay! I tell you the word, you tell me what type of ice it will be. You can get up to 2 points for originality, 3 points for making me laugh, and 5 points for coming to the right answer. Let's see how well you do. And then let's pretend I'm spinning a wheel. Tulut.
And I have to say what type of ice this is?
Uh-huh. You can also make me laugh, which will give you points, and originality will give you points. But if you come to the right answer or close, then I give you up to 5 points. You do the math. Actually, I will count this. Why not?
This is like musical sounding ice. Where it's kind of nature's xylophone, for lack of a better term. Where if, like, when you come across it, it's like perfectly already arranged, and all you have to do is grab a little extra, like, stick of ice and hit it, and then it's like ding. And other ones like ding, you know, that kind of, you got that range, and then you can just play with your little drumsticks. You have to be faster because they will melt in your hands. But if you play the right tunes, you unlock the secret access to the treasury vault, I guess. And I should add that this is naturally generated treasure vaults with music ice in front of them.
Okay. Well, I will give you 2 points for originality. No points because for making me laugh because you didn't make me laugh. And honestly, okay. I will give you 3 out of 5 points for coming to the right answer because Tulut are lumps of ice which has been blown together by the wind. So you were on the right track. So well earned 5 points.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Spinning the wheel. Sikup kaava.
Okay. Picture this, Rudy. Come on, that's got to be at least a 3 out of 5 for making you laugh.
I did not fully laugh. You almost got me. I will be honest. You almost got me.
I'm trying to circumvent the game by just making you laugh. And just for people, because this is not going to come across well on an audio medium, I just did like the... How would you describe that?
The dog ears wiggling and then tongue out.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't be able to picture that either, but like when you're trying to piss off a kid, basically.
Yeah.
The face you make and like the na 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 na.
So
anyway,
guess ice. Being.
So what was the name again?
Which one did it tell you? Oh, Sikup Kaava.
Sikup. This is when you sneeze so hard that it becomes ice.
At this point, anything you would have said made me laugh because I'm still thinking about the other. You sneeze so hard it becomes ice. That's your final answer. Okay.
Well, basically, like, imagine you're out saying, shoot, and then the person in front of you is now, like, dead because you spiked the
death holy you Jesus Christ.
That's kind of what I'm picturing.
Okay, 2 points for originality. I will give you 3 points for making me laugh. So 5 points. I will get no points for coming to the right answer because Sikup Kaava is ice expands.
Is that not what I'm like? It's expanding from nothing, from your sneeze.
No.
I feel like I should at least get 1 point.
I don't think so.
This judge is fucking biased.
Anyways. Rapi pabidi pipidi pupa pibidi opa. Nutarmek.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll take that for 2 points for making you laugh.
No, you didn't. Yes. You said nothing.
You laughed. You laughed.
That does not count.
What's my angle here? What's my angle here, Rudy?
We should do a full episode of, like, sort of try not to laugh challenge at some point.
All right. I think I've got the angle here, Rudy. This is when squirrels, right? They stash up for the winter. You know, they get a couple nuts. And then when winter comes, before they go to sleep or whatever the hell they do, they just blend them all up into a nice little paste. Uh-huh. And then just leave it there. And this is when that little paste freezes over, gets blown into the wind somehow. I don't know how, because I don't think you can really blow ice into the wind. Uh-huh. And then the squirrel wakes up, sees that their like little blended food source is gone, and dies of a heart attack.
Okay, that's pretty gruesome. Also, yes. I'd like to see how these advanced squirrels of Greenland know how to blend a paste of nuts. For originality, I'll give you 2 points. Sure, you did not make me laugh. I will give you, I'll say, 2 out of 5 points for coming to the right answer, because Nuttarmeg is thin ice formed in a closed crack, and you implied that, you know, the squirrels, you know, they have their house, blah, blah. So you have your 4 points. Take your 4 points. Okay, one or two more?
Sure.
Okay, because we are kind of like running a bit out of time, but...
You know. I still have a news as well, by the way. Let me see.
Okay, well then,
it's
then
mildly
spitfire.
Interesting. All right, let's go with one more from you, and then I'll just read this one because I think it's interesting enough to say, even if we don't talk about it.
Okay, let me try my best to. Oh Jesus! Okay.
Okay. Are we just rapid firing?
Gitskog.
That's when you have a goat, and it's just kind of standing there, and then you're like, "Hey, that's a lot of ice around you." So
this is the stupidest thing you said today. I'm sorry. That is just
it's right, basically okay. Ice that is encouraged to form because of the goat that's standing there.
Yeah, the right answer is a sea with no ice, but I'll get your 5 points for originality and making me laugh together. So out of 20 points you have gotten together. No, that's not 20. What am I fucking saying? Out of 40 points, you have gotten 19.
That is so not fair. This judge is a fucking biased piece of shit.
No! You just are a sore loser, bitch!
No. I feel like, especially on that last one, that was like a resounding hit, and you still only gave me 5 points.
I think you're just a little bitch is what you are.
No.
Yeah.
I think this
and also,
judge...
And also, just take this link, because I think it's interesting and funny to have it. It's literally 80 words. It's 80 words, and this was not made up, by the way, people. So for those who don't know, Greenlandic is a, how do I say this, phonetic language, I think it's called, where they can make up sentences based on, like, the sound of it and this, like, the semantics of it. And so one word becomes a sentence. I'll later tell you a fun fact about that. But yeah, they have 80 different words for different types of ice.
Wait, so I don't... Do you mean that, like, the sound of something can become the phonetic name?
I'll explain later. Go on with your article, because we do have...
So is a sneeze just called, like, a chew, for example?
We are running on 26 minutes already. Get your fucking article in there.
Okay. Well, everybody, I've got a really cool article for you today. Scientists discover new northernmost island in Greenland. It's flopping happening. I don't know why I'm self-centering, because I'm pretty sure I've already said fuck it multiple times in this episode, but I think we should strive to be PG-13. Ready thoughts?
I swear to God, this man, every single time he's on the clock, he will start speaking at 0.5 speed.
Okay, so in 2021, and yes, I'm sorry, this article is from a few years back. Scientists were visiting the northern coasts of Greenland to collect some soil samples on the northernmost known land point. However, when they were collecting said samples, they noticed that they were almost 1 kilometer further north than expected. This is because they were having trouble navigating there properly. So it turns out that they found a new northernmost island, which was previously covered by ice. And what do you think is on the island, Rudy?
Rocks.
Yes, very good. And that was my article.
Thank you very much. I think it's time to go to the ad.
Yay. Are you tired of uploading all your data onto the internet and cloud? Are you sick of scammers calling you because your contact info is easily accessible online? Well, worry no more, as the blast from the past, the manila folder hidden in your sock drawer is here to solve all your problems. Just print out all your valuable info and stuff it where the world will never see it. No nefarious internet hackers and no scary scammers. Are you worried that your house will catch fire, burning your manila folder and all contents inside? Worry not. Get a second manila folder, put it in a weatherproof bag, and bury it deep in the countryside where only you will know how to find it. Are you worried that you'll forget the location of where you buried your second manila folder? Worry not. Get a third manila folder containing the location of your second folder, which you can leave at a loved one's house to retrieve in case necessary. Are you worried that your loved one may unexpectedly pass away, leaving the manila folder inaccessible, or worse, having it fall into someone else's lap through inheritance, who then nefariously finds your second folder and uploads all your details online? Worry not. Have a fourth manila folder containing cash, with which you will hire a bounty hunter to watch the location of your second folder, so that anyone coming will meet their demise. Are you worried that your bounty hunter will turn on you, as they were a hidden law enforcement officer all along? Leaving your folder.
Was this ad written by Christopher Nolan?
This was a thought I had late at night. Was like,
how late?
Like 11.
Yeah, okay. That checks out.
It was just like, it would be good to just have physical records instead of trying to store everything online, right? So I put it in the good old manila folder, and then I thought, but what if your house catches fire? And it kind of spiraled from there.
What's a manila folder?
It's just like a filing cabinet folder.
Oh.
Like, you know what the picture, you know what the picture is of like your files icon?
Yeah, yeah, I know what that. I never knew it was called a manila folder. Well, the more I know.
So
80 words for ice and a manila folder today. Heyo. We stay winning.
You studied all the words for ice and you know all of them now?
Easy money.
Okay. Name one.
No.
Fair enough.
What you gonna do about it?
Fair enough, Rudy. I'll leave it at that. All right, everybody, then let's close your eyes and picture this. You arrive at the airport,
so right now.
And as soon as you step foot out of the plane, you find the temperature to be inhospitably cold. You head to some national museums and explore the cultural center, anything to do with the inside. You also sample some of the local cuisine and the surprisingly large amount of Thai restaurants in the city. You're excited for the next day, as the real reason that you're visiting is here, the great outdoor season in Greenland, that time of year where everyone can finally go outside without freezing to death. As the clock strikes midnight, everyone heads outside, frolicking in the rock fields, finally able to go outside without restriction. Friendly faces all around, and a great community spirit. A party starts, which seems to last forever. Right up until the clock strikes 1 past midnight, noting the end of the outdoor season. The icy winter storm sets in again, and you pack it all up to head inside. Wow, only 365 days to go until the next outdoor season. So if you like being terminally inside, Rudy, then maybe Greenland can be your next destination.
Yep. Yep. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Right. Bitches, get in the kayaks. We're going local. First and foremost, if you like your cozy winters, fuzzy socks, and heated blankets, have a blast. These are the necessities to survive here, Nook, so you better pack well. Finally, we won't need to hear your crazies in the summer going, could be warmer. Here you can freely exist under your natural 5 layers of clothing and nobody will shun you. Next up, yapping. Here, you keep your gob shut. Why? Because the longest word in Greenland consists of 156 words. And describes a complex situation involving the repeated consideration of establishing a consortium for a range of small radio stations. In other words, it will take you 3 hours just to say, yo bro, I think Jeremy fucked your dog. So unless absolutely necessary, just don't talk.
Finally, if you want your cottagecore fantasy vibing with the locals, be sure to take the full picture in. Nuke is apparently known, as my colleague said, to have quite the international workforce from the Philippines and Thailand. So just be nice, and by the way, Greenlandic people were never called themselves Eskimos, they're Inuits, you ignorant pricks. So in conclusion, if you like living your life in a thermo-isolated spacesuit, are not the biggest fan of forming sentences out loud, and finally consider yourself Mr. Worldwide Dale, then maybe you can fit right in, Nuke.
You said maybe better to not talk, but I think we should talk so that people like Jeremy don't get away with it.
So true, bestie.
All right, everybody, for the local business, I would recommend to visit the Katuak, which I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that right. It's the cultural center showing like events and stuff, but more importantly, there's a cafe serving traditional Greenlandic food. So if you're lucky, you can score a reindeer schnitzel, or even better, maybe you can have some suasat, which is seal meat soup with reindeer bones.
Wow. For my local business, go and visit Daddy's. I mean it. It's a cocktail bar right next to a church. A church of mommies, perhaps? Who knows? I think you should go and find out.
Sounds good. For my local radio, I've got two because I was surprised to find even two. One is for if you actually want to listen to like normal radio, which is Nanoq FM, where they have just like assorted international music. And the other one, if you want to hear a weird type of ASMR, is Kalalit Nunata Radio. When I listened, they were just chatting.
Prick.
They were just chatting, right, Rudy? And I'm glad to see that you're upset at this.
This bit has... He knows there's only two radios on the island. So he takes both radios under his consideration. Yes. Now, I will tell this. Yeah, you go to Kalalit Nunata Radio, where an elder lady was, for the lack of a better term, breathing the words in my ear. Like, actually, every single breath was right in the muffler. Great DJ if you need to just calm down your anxiety and sync with someone. The only iffy thing is the audible saliva swallowing every now and then.
I'm glad we got the same experience. The way I described it, it was like deep sea submarine ASMR with a lot of like weird humming and lip smacking.
Yep. So anyways, thank you all for listening to episode 73, Nuke Greenland to Global Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Hassa. If you want to give me some love or, you know, keep my sanity in check, then check me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000, so 000s, Rudy's 000s. If you want to find Henry, go look for him at...
Hunting seals to have some seal meat soup.
Okay. Yeah, there's also actually very on point. Well, like just the other side of the poll. But anyways, Colossal Pangu, twitch.tv, our dear colleague. He also likes, you know, judging by the name, some cold stuff. And yeah, and we will then see you next week with our, you know, every fourth episode, our dear guest, Sid. We will see you
in Busan, in Korea, South Korea, I should say.
Okay. Right. So how do we get off this?
I think we should go out with a seal impression, Rudy.
Okay. What is a seal?